It is a joy and a privilege to be here today to share with you on the feast of Bernard Mizeki, an African martyr and missionary. I first of all want to give special gratitude to the Dean, Andrew. As I said earlier on to Andrew got in right in there on December 21st, the day exactly one day after I was announced as Bishop of Woolwich. Andrew got an invitation in to my office. He said, Kairo, I would like you to take this service, if you wouldn't mind. And I didn't have a choice but to say yes. So I thank you for asking. And I'm very honored to have been asked. Today we celebrate the life of a missionary and martyr from the Diocese of Mashimbo in Zimbabwe. And our links with Mashimbo is still very, very, very alive. And we've just been told in the notices that our brother, the Dean-elect of Derby, just returned with a team from Zimbabwe, having been to visit. And our links with Zimbabwe have been of mutual blessings to all of us, as it has been to them. Today, as we celebrate on the feast of Bernard, we thank God for his life, the man who was called to serve God, but laid down his life because he was prepared to serve Jesus, even to the extent of losing his life. And thinking about sharing or laying our lives for others, I came across the story of a young African boy who was traveling with his father. And as their plane flew over the Atlantic, the pilots announced through the media system on the plane that, oh, my passengers, I'm really sorry to inform you that we are having difficulties with the flight. And as a result of that, we'll have to shed some passengers. So what I'm going to do, the pilot said, is we're going to go through the letters of the alphabet, and when I mention the continent or the country, you please make your way to the nearest exit. A, he said, Africans. And the boy, 9-year-old boy, nodded his dad and said, Dad, they're calling on Africans to go. His dad said, shh, be quiet. B, blacks, he said. Shh, Dad. Blacks, they said. Dad said, shh, be quiet. Today we are Zulus. Bernard Mizeki was born in 1861 in Mozambique. He moved to Cape Town at the age of 12. Came to faith in Jesus Christ through the work of the Cowley Fathers Mission. And was one of the first to be baptized in St. Philip's Mission on the 7th of March, 1886, at the ripe age of 25, just about the same age that King Hezekiah ascended the throne. He worked at St. Columba's House, which was a hostel that was run by the missionaries for African men, and his gifts stood out. He was called in, sent off for training, trained at the Zonbloem College as a catechist. And if you knew the African church in its missionary days, the catechist was a very influential person. The catechist will be one who is educated amongst others and will stand head and shoulder above his mates. Having qualified as a catechist, Bernard was sent to work in the Marandela's district among the Nowe people. Bernard built his home there, and he was renowned for taking people in who wanted to learn about the Christian faith. So he would take them into his home, nurture them, feed them, both physically and spiritually, and it was the joy of the catechist to teach them the gospel. John Kapuya was one of such seekers who were taken in by Mizeki. Unfortunately, during the Matabeleland Rebellion, Bernard Mizeki was murdered outside his home. His work among the Shona people bore fruit. As is often said, the blood of missionaries is the seed of the church. And even in this case, John Kapulye, one of those residents who stayed with him and studied under him, was the first Shona convert to be baptized on the 18th of July, exactly 1 month after Mizeki's martyrdom. So his life began to bear fruits. And even today, Bernard Mizeki College stands close to where he lived and died. And the Mangwande kraal above the village is crowned with a large cross. So today we celebrate the feast of Bernard Mizeki, a true African hero of faith, who goes before us among the cloud of witnesses, testifying of God's goodness and the call to us to live our lives in faithful discipleship of Jesus Christ. And just as the reforms of King Hezekiah, we read about in our Old Testament reading, were very pivotal to the life of the nation of Israel in terms of reversing their fortunes from worse and bad to good and a little bit better, Bernard Mizeki's martyrdom was very pivotal to the founding of the church in Zimbabwe. So today, Zimbabwean missionary and martyr of the Mashona people, remembered all over the world on the feast of his martyrdom. King Hezekiah, walking in the footsteps of his ancestor David, called the people to return to God at a time when the nation was living in rebellion and disobedience. And he led the reform, which has become very popularly described among Old Testament theologians as Hezekiah's reforms. He called them to repentance from rebellion against God, restoration of the temple to its former glory. He called them to renewal through holiness and sanctification and service of God and community. He also called and enacted a covenant renewal for their future walk with Yahweh. And he described at that point to them, "My sons," he said, "do not be negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him and to be his ministers." Bernard Mizeki understood that doctrine as he responded to God's call himself to be a minister of the gospel and also to minister the message of reconciliation to those with whom he shared his life. And today, in our call as universal priests and kings in the New Testament church, Jesus, the bread of life, calls us. The Good Shepherd calls us to stand before God as ministers of his gospel and also to be ministers of the gospel to those amongst whom he sends us. And so in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 onwards, Paul speaks to the church about how God, has having reconciled us to himself, calls each one of us to set ourselves apart by his grace to be ministers of reconciliation, like Bernard Mizeki, even if it means suffering for Christ, facing persecution, as we have seen even today in our modern world. We know that in the last century, more Christians have faced martyrdom than all the other centuries put together. So today, we thank God for the life of Bernard Mizeki. But for us, called to serve God and community, called to a life of renewal, as the Levitical priests responded to King Hezekiah, even today, Jesus calls us to respond by following him as Lord, serving him as Master, even unto death. And on that occasion, when Jesus met with the people, hungry and famished, he fed over 5,000 with the little boy's lunch of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Today, he can turn our impossible situations into opportunities for his divine intervention. So I hope and pray that, like Bernard Mizeki, we will say, "Yes, Lord, send me as an ambassador of the gospel. Send me as a priest of the gospel to minister to our world and those in need of his grace." Isn't it wonderful that today our church is located just here? Because places are quite important in God's economy. And thinking about events of the last fortnight, think about what difference it would have made if Southwark Cathedral wasn't situated so close to the Borough Market. So Dean Andrew and the members of the chapter have been here live with the open opportunities to minister to the community and to those whose lives have been immediately affected much more than all of us, but have shared the love of God with them, comforted them in their sorrows, held their hands, cried with them as priests, as pastors, as ambassadors, loving them with the love of God, the love that was manifested when Christ died on the cross for us, even though we were still sinners. And as Paul said, today we stand justified by faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we share in Christ's glory and suffering, suffering that produces endurance, endurance that produces character, character that produces hope that never fails. So as we tell the love of God and the good news of Christ's love for all, we walk in the legacy of Bernard Mizeki, who preached that same gospel as a faithful priest and ambassador of the new covenant. And today we remember him for good. May we all, in the power of his Spirit, follow Jesus as faithful ambassadors. Amen.